unfortunately, here we are again over a week now that there's been no Uisker Erling Ola at a time where there's good weather, a time a lot of people are back at home. There are strangers in the area who are renting out houses and people are without water. Our water staff are doing the best that they can to try to provide the island community without water. But here we are in a situation that we're left and we're going to be another couple of days before that water is fixed. And what has to, I believe, has to happen is not just in relation to Gola, but in other areas that we're seeing huge outages. Even today we've seen Clonleilla without water for a huge, huge area. Again, staff there working day and night to try to resolve issues. And this area needs to come and meet us more regularly, meet the public and tell us what is happening, what's the long-term plan for the pipelines that are very, very poor, that are bursting. If you look at the likes of Derechonra, or if you look at Guashahu, Minahwati, all around them general areas, we're seeing outages on a regular basis, especially now when we're coming into the time where the students will be here very shortly, the Irish students. And in terms of Gola itself, as we were talking about, that we need to make sure that there are plans put in place for a long-term solution.
Councillor Milcombe-Gas, but it's very it'd be very expensive for Islanders, I suppose, regularly having to buy water to have in.
Well, there's an issue there where if people are in for a number of weeks, which we have at the moment, people on the island, they'll have to leave the island, they'll have to go to the mainland to get water supplies. But you also have the issue of water in terms of cleaning, cooking, toilets. It's not acceptable that we're left with Gola the way it is. We have Tari under boil notice, we have Inishbofin under boil notice for very long periods of time. We have a situation where Inishvicadoran has no water, and just the lack of infrastructure investment from the government is just not acceptable at 2025.
And, you know, we're really trying to promote the islands for tourism, but for locals who live there, it's, I'm sure, for some it's going to reach a point where they're just going to move to the mainland because they're becoming very fed up with everything.
Well, we've seen the situation there now over the last couple of days where people had cancelled their long stay and on Gola, I guess. And it's not acceptable that we have to go and beg Uisker and please get it fixed this week, please get it fixed this week. And we're left with this on a constant basis. And the ones that it's mostly affecting clearly is the island community themselves.